y'all. That was not my original. No. Why does that sound off? That sounds off, right, y'all? Hey, y'all. That's better. There we go. I have to get my cadence back. What the hell? It's been a minute since I've been on the podcast. And I guess that's the reason why my little hey, y'all didn't sound as authentic. But we back. And surprise, I'm in Mexico City. I don't know if y'all knew that. Some of you guys follow me on my personal IG as well, so you've seen my posts or recent posts. I've been here for a month. Yes, I did pack my shit up, put my stuff in storage, and bought my little cute summer clothes, and came to Mexico. And I will be here for 3 months in total, but it's been 1 month so far. So yeah, that's what this episode is about. It's about my 1 month update in Mexico City, and some other stuff, just an update in general, because I haven't been on the podcast for too long. So I'm back, and let's start with, I came here in May. I got to Mexico, I think May 16th. So yeah, I just hit my month mark. It's been amazing. As you guys know, I came here in February of 2020 for my 25th birthday. That's a mouthful. But yeah, that's the first time I was in Mexico City. I was here for a week. I loved it. I didn't know a lot because, you know, it's my first time being here. And I was supposed to come here with Nye, and then it ended up being a solo trip, which was, it was very scary, but it was also kind of amazing. I did a lot in that 1 week, and I wanted to come back, but I didn't know at what point in my life I would come back. And then, you know, God be working, he hears you whenever you're saying you want to do something. And I feel like he opened this door for me very swiftly and quickly, and at the time that I needed it to open for me. So here we are. This time is a lot different though, because I came here more equipped. Also, if y'all hear the background, it's because I'm recording in my apartment in Mexico City, and my neighborhood is similar, actually is very similar to when I lived in Manhattan. It's just similar to living in the big city. You're gonna hear trucks and people and stuff, so yeah, that's a little disclaimer before I move forward for what you're hearing in the background. But yes, this time I feel a lot more equipped because I am in my friend's apartment. She's actually in the States doing her thing, and that's why it worked out so perfectly. About a couple blocks away from her parents, so they've been helpful, like if I needed anything. But the one thing that I truly appreciate about coming to Mexico City this time around is that I was able to find a community of Black people here, both people who are visiting, staying short term like me, staying long term, so like more than a year, and then also people who live here permanently. So that has been amazing. I've met some really cool people before I even got on the plane to get here. I was having conversations with people and talking to them about Mexico City, about meeting up. And so when I got here, the transition was very smooth in terms of meeting people. So while this is another solo trip, it doesn't feel very solo because, you know, at the, you know, I can hit up anybody and say, you want to go to dinner, you want to go to a bar, you want to go here, all the touristy stuff. So it's felt a lot more, I feel a lot more prepared this time. Also, I'm familiar with the city as well in terms of the subway system and speaking Spanish, obviously. So it's been nice. I am very happy that I came here. As you guys know, I was living in Columbus, Ohio with my husband, and we hated Columbus. Or let me speak for myself. Because there are probably parts of it that he appreciates more because he knew people there. But for me, I did not like Ohio at all. I did not adjust to the city very well. Which is very different for me because I've lived other places and I've always been in situations where I can adapt well. But that was one where it was just a little funky. So yeah, coming off of that and coming here to a place that I am familiar with and am excited about, my mood has changed completely and I just feel so happy to be here. So yeah, some of the things I've done so far, my first weekend, first of all, let me tell y'all, I've been out every weekend since I've been here. I think that's four weekends in a row. I've been outside. And y'all, if y'all know me, y'all know I don't really be outside like that. I'm kind of a little grandma. I kind of like to be in, listening to the freaking Jazz Cafe and cooking something. That's mostly my vibe. But being here, I wanted to step out of I don't even want to say it's my comfort, because I can be out. I could be outside. I could be outside. But I wanted to do more. So that's what I did. And that's what I'm doing. And the first weekend I went to, there's a boat tour that they have. It's like a floating market kind of thing, and it's called Xochimilco. So that's the thing that I did the first weekend I was here. It was beautiful. It was amazing. There is a reel coming where you'll see a clip of that in it. And I wish I took a different tour, so I may do it again while I'm here, because they have another tour where you get to learn about the canals, you get to learn about the floating market and the history, you get to make guacamole and have tequila and stuff. But this one was more of just like a day boat ride where you just go, you can bring your own food, you can bring your own beverages, you can bring your own speaker, your own music, and you kind of just party on the boat. But I do want to have that historic aspect of Xochimilco as well. So I may do it again. Then we went to this club called Signal. It seems to be black owned. I'm not completely sure yet. But they were having like Afrobeats night. I've noticed here that there are a lot of spots that are catering to Afrobeats, that are catering to Amapiano and just that sound. The Africans really are taking over, not just my life, but the world. So we went there and it was really cool to like see just a room full of black people like in another country. It's amazing. I love to see us everywhere. I love to see us traveling, especially black women. Get out there. I'm gonna tell you at the end, but yes. I love seeing that, and I was tired. That's the thing. We were out from 2 p.m. for the boat ride until like 2 a.m. like after the club, and it was exhausting, but it was so rewarding, and so I'm so happy that I went. Also during the week that I'm here, I'm like just working, so I still work remote, as you guys may have known, but I work during the week, so there's not too many crazy things happening. I am putting together a list of things that I would like to accomplish, along with another friend that I met here. But during the week, I'm really just, you know, on my hustle, getting my money, and then I go and do stuff on the weekend. So the second weekend was Fino Club, and that one was a basement type spot. It was like a little scary, honestly. Very hot, not a lot of air ventilation except for by the door. Also same deal, reggaeton, amapiano, afrobeat, hip-hop. They were dancing. Like, that's the one thing I can say for sure that I appreciate in Mexico City is that they dance. Like, there's nobody, none of the guys are holding the wall. Talking to you, Harlem, when we used to go out in Harlem, You see mad people holding up the wall. But here, they actually dance, and they actually, they also perform. I noticed that Mexico City will give anybody a mic. Take that how you want it. They'll give anybody a mic. Okay, all right, I think you got it. So there's like a really big like performance and like artist focused city in a sense. I've seen people say they came here to do comedy. I've met some really cool DJs, and it's just really nice. It's very my vibe. Am I gonna move here? Oh shit. It's really my vibe here, and it's really nice, like, talking to the people here, and getting their perspective on why they even chose to be in Mexico City. So, that was Fino Club. The next time I went out, which was, I guess, two weekends ago now, I went to, they have a party called Diaspora that happens here, and it's like kind of a party of the culture. It is another reggaeton, afrobeat, amapiano. Like, that's where I've been going to. That's what I want to dance to, and that's what I've been invited to also. So that's where I've been going. But this one was the 2-year anniversary of Diaspora, so we went there. It was amazing. There were two artists who went on, and they were like, they were a group, and they did reggaeton, so it was a really good vibe from them. There was like a slew of DJs, like four or five of them that went on, and they were killing it. Also clips coming from that as well, and just a good vibe. Hot as hell though, like dripping, like nobody had anybody you spoke to, anybody you tried to give a little hug to, everybody was just wet, and it was disgusting. I'm not gonna lie. It was a great vibe, but it was disgusting. It was so hot. There was no air. There was no fans. You really just had to want to just be there. Especially the top floor. And the top floor was where a lot of the Afrobeat, the Mapiano, blackity black stuff was happening. But it was extremely hot, and I wanted to stay there and support, and we did. For the most part, we stayed there dripping with everybody else, and the DJ wasn't safe either. The DJ was also hot, dripping, not making it. So it was really like a community thing of feeling crazy in that place. But it was great. And then this past weekend was back at Signal. This is what I was referring to in terms of, you know, Mexico City spots giving anybody a mic, because we saw like a full performance of people who I'm probably choking on my words right now, but it was just like a couple people who were performing who may not have needed to perform. It was extremely long too. That was the crazy part. It was extremely long. Like, I'm talking two rounds of a cypher that didn't need to really happen. But other than that, the vibe was very great. Again, so happy to see a club in another city that's, well, another country that is filled with black people, and just amazing. Loved it. So those are my weekends in terms of what I'm doing. And I like it. I feel like I'm going out again this weekend. I plan to go out every weekend while I'm here. So I'll have my full and complete summer. Well, not full summer, but part of my summer will be in Mexico City. So I just plan to be outside. And I'm glad that I'm getting a taste of how things are right now, because it makes me excited to see how things are gonna be. Like, this is a tourist city. There are gonna be tons more people that are gonna come and pass through. just because it is going to be summer now, so it's going to be really great moving forward. And I'm very happy that I got a glimpse of what spring is like, because I'm here kind of like in the spring, and then to see what summer gives. So that'll be great. What else happened? excuse me. One of the things that I ran into, because not everything is all peachy. I need y'all to know that. And you guys know we are very big on transparency, very big on being outright on what's happening and not sugarcoating shit. So I did not have water for, I think, maybe 5 days while I was here. And that was harsh. I had never experienced anything like that before. I had never had a moment where I didn't have water or hot water or anything, just because of, you know, it's the country we live in. Like, for the most part, and I can't say this for all of the country, but for the most part, the system runs pretty well. I'm not gonna say it's 100% clean, but it runs well. Excuse me. So I did run into that issue, and it was more frustrating than I thought it would be, because the first couple times I was like, all right, like, this is an inconvenience, but, you know, it's doable. But then you realize all the shit you need water for, and you realize you can't flush your toilet, you can't cook because you can't clean off your meat and your veggies and stuff. Obviously, you can't wash your ass, and it's a lot. It becomes a lot. So I tried to go to this hotel. The hotel catfished me because it looked very good online. I was very happy about it. I was like, this is a steal. It didn't cost that much per night. And so I was like, okay, I'm gonna get me a couple nights here. When I got there and I looked at the place, y'all, can I tell y'all, I didn't even stay one night of the nights that I bought. I literally went there, I took a shower for the day, and I got my ass up out of there. I wish I took pictures. But it was such a scary place. It was very insecure. Unsecure? Yeah, it was very insecure. Like, the opening, you can just walk past. There was no checking in, like, to see what room you're going to or anything. My room, there were a lot of exposed holes in the wall. So it kind of looked like, I don't know what was happening in there at all. The toilet didn't have a toilet seat. The window in the bathroom, one piece of it on the top was broke. I was like, absolutely not. So we left. We left because we are not endangering our safety, like, for anything, especially being in a country where you are alone. And I know I did mention earlier that I don't feel alone because I've met people, but I'm talking about alone in terms of my safety. Like, when I am going to places, I am going there alone and stuff. So that was a no-no. Eventually, it took a couple days for the water to get back. I did end up just getting a gym membership so I could use the shower. And then got Zumba classes too, so it worked out pretty well. So yeah, that's been it. Like, I'm happy that I have the family that I have here as well is also very, very helpful, but I am, for the most part, like, alone. I've been able to go to them for a couple things, but not as I expected, which is good. It's fine. It's okay to have curveballs that come in. It's okay to roll with the punches of what happens. But yeah, that's one of the things that was kind of like, I don't really know about this, but, you know, we push through and we kind of take what we can get. You can take what you can get, you make the best of it. And that's what I had to do with the water situation. So anytime I could go, because you do inconvenience people with your shower schedule, I didn't, you know, you don't think about those kind of things until you don't have it. So going to my Mexico City family to go shower was not as ideal or planned out well as it could have been. So, but we're good. We have water now. Everything is okay. I'm learning how to take the garbage out as well, which y'all may think is very easy, but here there is a truck that comes around. This place doesn't have an incinerator or like a trash chute, and so you need to wait to kind of hear for the, there's a bell that they do, and when you hear the bell, it's when the garbage truck is coming by. So if that bell happens during the time I'm talking, I gotta go because I can't miss the garbage truck again. I had a time where I missed it for like 3 days because I didn't work from home. I ended up going to like a local cafe. So yeah, that's another of the struggles I've been having. And I think the last struggle, which is like, it's a struggle, but it's not as bad as, not as bad as the first two. But the neighborhood that I'm in Mexico City, I already came here knowing that I would have to speak Spanish. And I knew I'd have to do it probably 90% of the time, 95% of the time, especially because the neighborhood that I'm in, like, I'm not in a touristy neighborhood. I'm in more of a residential neighborhood. I don't expect anyone here to speak English to me. But sometimes I like want to speak English. I want to, and some people here don't give me a break, which is also very good in terms of my learning, my proficiency, getting better, all that. There is a local pharmacy next to me that I go to often to get like my snacks, my water and stuff, and the lady there is very adamant on her practicing her English with me and me replying to her in Spanish so I can practice as well, which I appreciate having a tia to help me and kind of force me and push me to speak more Spanish conversationally instead of just my normal going to the stores ordering kind of thing. But sometimes I want a break. It's very intense. But yeah, other than that, I enjoy being here. This first month has been amazing, and I'm even missing out on a lot of things. Like, I forgot to tell y'all, I went to a beautiful dinner the second day I was here, or like the first Friday I was here, with a group of Black women that I met from, there are Mexico City groups, and I'm sure if you're interested in traveling and if you are Black, even if you're not, but I'm speaking specifically to Black women, this is Black Girl Tea, but there are groups that they have depending on, I'm not going to say it's for every country, but if you're traveling, look out for those groups on Facebook. They're actually very helpful, and you can put in like Black expats in blank country, and that's one of the groups I'm in for Mexico City. So it's people who are traveling here, like I said, long term, short term, permanent. So you can build a little bit of community and meet people who look like you here. It's obviously, you don't have to do that. If you just want an authentic experience, that's fine. But for me, I always look for a little piece of me everywhere. Not so I can cling on to it, because, you know, I'm still in Mexico, and so I still don't have a choice but to be fully immersed into Mexican culture and Mexican way of life. But to have a little piece of you somewhere and to go and connect with other like-minded Black people is amazing. So if you are traveling somewhere, because I just found one for Italy, because I'm also interested in going to Italy as well. Not sure for the time length or when, but I found a group of Black expats that are in Italy. So wherever you decide to go as a Black woman, I think it helps to find a group if you can, one of the Facebook groups, the WhatsApp groups, the Instagram group chats, I guess, to find other people that are like-minded like you while you're traveling. I think it makes a hell of a difference. I feel different being here the second time around and having that resource. So yeah, I say do it. If you are thinking about going out of the country, to live for a little bit and you have the means and you have the time and everything, and you're only, the only thing that's stopping you is your fear, I'm gonna say to try your hardest to get over that and bite the bullet and go. Like, this, the one thing that this time here has shown me is that I could do it. Because sometimes you don't think you can do it, especially going to a country where you're not going to be able to speak your native tongue all the time. It feels, sometimes it feels impossible. And I never thought I could be here for more than 2 weeks, because I was just like, you know, you have to, I had to wash my, you, when you're here, you have to do everything. And it's been a month. So yeah, I've had to wash my clothes. I've had to go to the pharmacy. I've had to get probiotics, nail polish remover, like words that I can't say. And I've had to push myself to put myself in the position to learn and to feel uncomfortable to grow. So I think if you're thinking about doing it, if it's on your radar to do, I think you got to do it. I think you have to. I think you just, you got to push yourself, set yourself up as much as you can. Like I said, the groups, doing your research, asking all the questions, whether they be dumb or not. But I think it's going to be great. And this was my first month here, and I've done so much. And what's especially special about this trip for me is that I never thought I would do something like this. I never in my life would have ever thought, like, yeah, I'm going to go live in another country for a couple months just to see. I never thought I would take that leap of faith. And sometimes your life leads you in a direction that you really don't know. And you really just got to, if you believe in God, whatever you believe in, you do have to just trust that higher power got you. Like, yep, they led you here for a reason. It's for your growth. It's for your higher self. And it's really been a blessing. I honestly, the people I've met here, the stories that I've heard here, the way people have been so welcoming of me. Don't get me wrong, I get looks, and I haven't figured out yet if the looks are because I'm cute or because I'm black. It could be both, and both are, I mean, obviously both are great, look at me, but that shouldn't stop you. You don't get looks regardless. If you're in America, you get looks regardless. So don't let anything be your excuse to not push yourself into something that can be life-changing for you, that can completely change your path and what you're thinking about, and how you experience the world. So this has already made me think of all the other things I want to do when it comes to travel, when it comes to living in a place, because I know I could do it, and now I know there's no excuse other than, you know, a little money. A little money and a little time, which are things that you can get to go do what you need to do for your life. And yeah, I feel amazing. I feel amazing being here. I feel like I'm getting back to myself being here. Just because I did spend a year in a place where I was not, the vibe was not happening, and I tried to make fetch happen and it didn't happen. I miss my apartment a lot. I miss my bed a lot, but this is worth it. This is definitely worth it. And I can't wait to see what the next month looks like. I will come back with another month update when I complete my second month here. And yeah, that's it. Go do it. Even if it's not this, because not everybody wants to travel. But if there's something you've been holding off on that is going to contribute to your overall growth as a woman, and I know the guys listen too, so I'm going to just say as a person. Sorry, guys, not include y'all. But if there's something that you are thinking about doing, and the only thing that's stopping you is your fear, not the fact that you think it's going to tear you down, that you think it's going to hinder your growth, push through, please. Like, please, if I can inspire you to do anything, may it be to push through, because there are more episodes coming where I can be more transparent. But my main lesson in the past 2 or 2 to 3 years has been to push through. So that is what I'm wishing for you. All right. Bye, y'all.